What's up, you Hidden Harrys or Download Dans? Swear word redacted, Lord's name in vain. We are living in crazy times. And today, for those of you that follow the show, I came up with a term years ago called the dick stacking test. And what that is you get an approximation of how many roosters your significant other sat on. You stack them up, and you put a platform at that height, and in your mind, you push them off. And they get so much as a skid knee, and it's too many roosters, if you know what I'm saying. Now, with this feminine empowerment and all the craziness that's going on, women are cheating more than ever, so I have to addend. I'm making an addendum to the dick stacking test. And it's going to be called the sneak stack. And that is, after you're in a relationship, how many roosters she stacks up without you knowing about it. Now, we're going to cover that at the end. Now, we have Jimmy Bones helping us out here.
Pushing the buttons as always.
Before we get to the meat and potatoes, we're going to cover some articles on this subject. And some of them are reprehensible. So, to say the least.
Let's just go ahead and dive headfirst into this shit pool.
Yeah.
2023 infidelity statistics. Who cheats more, men or women? Plus a behind-scenes look at a story of a PI catching a cheater in the act.
Mm. So, that never happens.
No, never. Some of the most adrenaline-packed, if not heart-wrenching, to say the least, files a private investigator can find himself on is an infidelity surveillance case. A suspected cheating spouse or partner, lies, cover-ups, or sneaking around. At the same time, these can be some of the most satisfying cases to crack, as a PI has to outsly the cheater who is sneaking around. These cases are always deeply personal and emotional, sometimes even dangerous. In this blog, you'll find surprising infidelity statistics and hear her firsthand story from one of our private investigators about what it's like to catch a cheater in the act. Let's start with the old age question. Who's more likely to cheat, men or women? Place your bets in the chat.
Well, back in the day, it used to be men.
Despite changing gender norms, men are still likely to cheat more than women. According to recent data gathered in the General Social Survey, 20% of married men and 13% of married women admitted to having sex with someone else other than their spouse.
I'm going to have to say that's bullshit.
Yep. Where's the bullshit flag at?
33 years in the military. I knew thousands of guys. Most of them were married. To date, I can only think of two that are still married to their original partners. And almost every single one of these divorces that happened was because he would go on deployment, Jody would show up, plow the field, and then there you go. So in the military, cheating spouses is pretty much a standard operating procedure.
Yep. But and to base your statement with stats, however, infidelity rates among women are on the rise, having increased by 40% in the last 20 years.
Wow.
40%. Data from married adults aged 18 to 29 say that women are slightly more guilty of infidelity. In adults 30 years and higher, though, men are always likely to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
So breaking it down by age, in recent years, we're seeing more adults cheat in their 50s and 60s. The highest infidelity in men is 60 to 69 years of age. Though just a decade ago, the highest infidelity was among men in their 50s. For women, their highest infidelity rates happened at 50 to 59 years, whereas a decade ago, the same was true of women in their 40s.
So you're saying that senior citizens are cheating more than the younger men?
Apparently.
That's amazing! All right! Whoa! You get them, Grandpa. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm right behind you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
When you interview men 65 years and older, it turns out that 25% of them admit to cheating, and it's only about 10% of women to over 65 do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's kind of a correlation there, isn't there, Pop? You know, because men age like, you know, a nice whiskey
mm-hmm.
is more desirable, and then when women age, they age like milk, and it gets poured down the drain.
Well, if they're redheads, they age like banana pudding. I mean, that stuff turns brown by the time you get it to the table when you're just walking it from the refrigerator. But yeah, man, listen, these women out there who are doing this crazy ass crap in their youth are going to have one hell of a reckoning when they reach the age of 40. Because beyond that time, most of these ladies become almost completely invisible to the opposite sex. And if they don't, the dudes that do interact with them only do so because they have to. Other than that, it's a wrap.
I'm just hoping that they wrap their tools because...
if you don't, yeah, even if you wrap your tool, you can still wind up with a ring of fire. All right. Now, the ring of fire is basically the skin that is exposed at the end of the condom. And you have no idea what kind of slathering McNasty is going on down there. You know, it could be a whole milkshake quagmire of herpagonosyphilades or something even worse. And now it's on your penis, eating your skin away, making your hair fall out on your second brain. Not a good look.
No. Thanks for that image, Pop. I wasn't hungry or anything, you know.
Hey, man, that's the way it is.
Terrible. You know, according to this here again, do the affairs last? One night stands and short-term affairs seem to be the norm when it comes to cheating. According to several studies, 25% of all affairs last less than 1 week, while 65 end in the first 6 months. Only 10% turn into long-term affairs. It's because they know what they're doing and they don't want to get caught. But is it true once a cheater, always a cheater? According to a study published in the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior, didn't know we needed that kind of archive, people who cheat once were three times more likely to cheat again in the next relationships.
What's all right, worse, gentlemen. Hang on a minute. What Jim is trying to tell you here in this article, all right, if you interact with a woman and you find out in any way, shape, or form that she was cheating on her past husband or lovers or what have you, she's not the woman for you, walk the hell away.
Walk off the lot.
Mm-hmm.
You save yourself a lot of time and heartache. Let's see. What jobs were more likely to cheat? In a Gleeden survey covering 8,000 respondents, 57% of women and 62% of men admitted to having an affair when they were away on business. Shocker.
Yeah, I'm totally shocked.
Yeah. The affair was with a coworker in 53% of the men and 27% of the women. Statistics say women in the medical field tend to cheat more, 23%, with education ranking second, 12%, while men working in trades tend to cheat more, 29%, with information technology ranking second, 12%. Entrepreneurs were equally likely to cheat among both genders at 11%.
Listen, my ex-wife was an ER nurse. And looking back, I should have just left it on the lot. Wow.
Yeah. So why do people cheat? Statistics say 44% of men report cheating on their partner because they wanted more sex, and excitement was reported to be more powerful motivation. 40% of women reported cheating for emotional reasons, such as needing attention or wanting to be desired.
Yeah, and here's another thing. If a man cheats, he's a scumbag. You know, he's a piece of crap, piece of shit, whatever you want to call him. A woman cheats, everyone's like, well, he wasn't attentive to her needs. Like, literally, they take all the accountability and responsibility away from these ladies. That needs to stop, gentlemen.
Yep. Big time. Apparently self-image also plays a role in a, that stats show 35% of women and 25% of men who are confident with their bodies are more likely to cheat. American Sociological Review also found that finances play a role. Shocker again. Individuals who are economically dependent on their spouse are also more likely to cheat on their spouses. Infidelity increases to 15% when the man is dependent on the woman financially, as compared to 5% when the woman is dependent on that man.
Okay, so that stat is probably because a lot of these ladies, if they're the providers, they look at their men as like not a man. They don't want to be around them. The minute they make just as much money or more than their man, that man literally becomes expendable. And you're seeing it in the statistic right here.
Yep. And it's usually about, 1 to 2 years until the divorce gets filed when it comes to that, I think.
Well, typically, in today's day and age, and this is just my experience, the women I've dated in the past, you know, the relationships usually fall apart, you know, right after the 2 year mark, 2.5 years. It's because these ladies, their dopamine receptors or their oxytocin receptors are burned out from riding the carousel, and it just doesn't work out. And quite frankly, unfortunately, most of the young ladies today are walking across the stage to get their high school diplomas with a 1,000 cock stare. So good luck to them in the future, because it's not going to be good.
Nope. But there are other ways that people cheat, and we all know it. We all love it. It's our favorite dating app, Tinder. In this age of technology, many people have found innovative ways to cheat on their partners. One of the most common ways to do so is through dating apps, particularly Tinder. According to a study published in Computers and Human Behavior, 18 to 25% of Tinder users are in a committed relationship while using the app. The study explored why people in relationships are still on the dating app despite their commitment. So let's see what the numbers are. From the report, 42% of surveyed Tinder users in the U.S. admitted to being married or in a relationship. In the Netherlands, 17,000 Tinder users were polled, and 4% of male participants and 2% of female participants said they were using online dating apps while in a committed relationship.
Yeah, listen, it's so easy. It's so easy. You just download the Tinder app, put it on your phone, turn off the notifications or put them on silent. And literally, if you can keep, you know, the act going, you can have a three-ring circus of cock whenever she wants. Men, it's not as easy. But like, women only have to do is say yes. Men, I mean, it's a long, drawn-out thing for most dudes, unless they're top-tier guys. Those guys got it really easy.
Yep. I was going to say, if any dating apps out there need a person to experiment on their app to, count the bots, hit me up, because that's all I ever got when I was using dating apps, except for like 3 times. Winning.
Really? Nothing but bots? Yeah.
Nothing but bots. Wow. Nothing. It was quite pathetic.
How could you tell?
Oh, there's ways. There's many, many ways to tell. You can basically, their profiles are always dead giveaways. There's either nothing in them, very minimal stuff in there, or you can tell just by the pictures that they have in there. You can tell the pixelation is all wrong.
Uh-huh.
Or it's like, oh yeah, totally, check out my 18 and plus older videos. Yeah, no.
I know. I did a show on Ashley Madison years ago, and they are infested with bots.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Crazy. Let's see. Additionally, the study noted a survey of U.S. undergraduate Tinder users where 73% of the recipient participants reported in one of their male friends is active on the app while in a relationship, and 56% of those stated that their female friends had used Tinder while being in a relationship.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Now, when I was in the civil affairs. I had quite a few female soldiers. So I would overhear them talking about stuff all the time. And I'm going to be honest, those whores were some cheating fools. And they were all over these apps doing all kinds of nefarious things. And over half of them were in long-term relationships of some type. Either they were formally titled, and we call that marriage, or they were, you know, had long-term boyfriends. And it made no difference at all.
Nope. But, well, we mentioned it earlier, and I lost my appetite over it. if you are using the dating apps and whatnot, and you know, sharing the penis with the strange, be careful, gentlemen. Be careful, because you never know when you're gonna get the vada.
You know, the reason I call it the vada is because, come on, you know what's going on. There's condoms. You're like, oh, you know, she'll be good. She looks clean. I think I'll be okay. And next thing you know, you're getting rotted off the range at your doctor's, getting a shot, some pills, and a harsh talking to. What are you thinking? And that's only if you're lucky, and it's something that's curable. Because there's stuff out there that it ain't going away.
Nope, not even the strongest penicillin can touch it.
They have that super gonorrhea now? Holy crap. Yeah. Oh, that looks terrible.
Oh, man. But click on this one to see what this graph is here. So the incidence of select sexually transmitted infections in the United States in 2018. So this is a little bit older, but there you go with the HIPAA-HIV. Number one with 13 million counts. Mm-hmm. Not good. Got the trichinosis.
That's stinky bush. That's nasty. Yeesh. That's one that will give you the ring of fire as well.
Yikes. Yeah, it burns.
Yeast infections will do that as well.
Ugh. Then we got a chlamydia.
Chlamydia. If you're going to grade it on a beer scale, it would be gonorrhea light.
Yep. And, of course, we got everybody's favorite, gonorrhea! Oh.
Now, the thing about chlamydia, though, all right, what makes it so insidious is a lot of women get that. They don't know they have it. In time, your body will clear that infection, but it sterilizes a good percentage of these women who get it and don't get it treated immediately. And that's probably one of the main reasons a lot of these women, when they get into their 32 to 35 and they really want to try to have kids and they can't, because their wax works is all gummed up, because they probably had a couple of these infections they didn't take care of. Scar tissue builds up. You're out of luck.
Shit out of luck. But what are the medical costs of all these things, Pop? What do you think?
Well, I mean, the gonorrhea and chlamydia, I mean, are relatively easy to treat if you have the right antibiotics. So it wouldn't be uber expensive. But AIDS, I mean, that one is incredibly expensive.
Yep. Direct medical costs of select sexually transmitted infections in the United States. And this is in millions of U.S. dollars.
Okay.
So we got HIV ages 13 and older, $13.7 million.
Wow.
Or 13, that number,
is that for everyone? Or it's for
HIV ages 13 and older.
Okay.
Yep. And HPV is to everything else is pretty much tagging along pretty far behind. So, yeah, that HIV stuff is
Well, the thing is, the HIPAA-HIV, that shit is that stuff is fatal. And what they don't tell you, they like, yeah, we can give you these pills that bring your viral load down to almost zero. Yeah, and yeah, they work, but they're burning your kidneys and liver out. And a lot of these guys who are on these, you know, PrEP or like a lot of the hardcore anti-HIV drugs, you know, within 10 to 15 years of taking these drugs, they're on the kidney transfer list. And now, I read this in a couple of articles. I don't have them at hand, so you can take that with a grain of salt. But I challenge you to do the research yourself. You can find it out there.
Yeah, please do, gentlemen. And please be careful, because some of that stuff is forever.
Yep. And I'm tired of burying you guys, man. Trying to help you out here.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're here for, man. But, man. This one is rather disturbing. Pop sent this one to me earlier before the stream started. And, speaking of...
Did it turn your stomach?
Just a little bit.
All right.
See if I can get through this without having a lump of vomit. Rectal infusion of semen results in transient elevation of blood protostatins. I don't even know what that last word is, and it's turning my stomach.
We're not going to read the entire thing to you. We're just basically stating that semen in the rear point of contact is absorbed into the bloodstream relatively quickly. And if that has HIPAA-HIV in it, guess what? You're probably going to catch it. Nasty. Ugh. And we're going to put this, the link to the study, you know, in the video when we repost it, so you guys can read it for yourself. Oh my God, this is terrible.
It's terrible, man. Yeah, where's it at, man? I got to play it.
I love that one.
Disgusting, man.
Listen, and like in the 70s when it was starting to really ramp up and it was starting to jump over into the heterosexual world, it was the bisexuals that were doing it. All right, the bisexuals would go to these gay houses, you know, or bath houses, whatever you want to call them, do their deal, and then, you know, jump the fence and then start messing around with ladies and infecting them. And before you know it, I mean, it's now a pretty bad epidemic. And without the HIV drugs that we send to Africa on an annual basis, if we stop that, Africa in 20 years is going to be depopulated because it is so rampant over there.
It's terrible, man. Well, I think I got a new nickname for, you know, go to those bathhouses. We can just call them herpes homes. Genital herpes transmission. What are the odds? Pretty well. The genital herpes is an STI, of course. We all know that. Caused by the herpes simplex virus, which comes from two types, HSV-1 or 2. Herpes causes outbreaks in the genital sores that disappear in days or weeks. Many people get the bumpies, only have mild or no symptoms, or only one outbreak. Others could have periodic or even regular outbreaks. Genital herpes is highly contagious, but transmission rates depend on many factors. Mm-hmm. God, this article discusses it. Of course, we all know how it is spread through genital or oral sores, fluids, saliva, finger that has touched the virus, or sharing battery operated boyfriends with someone who has the virus.
Yeah, that's got to be embarrassing as hell. Holy crap. That's disgusting. And, you know, all right, so how do I phrase this? We've all heard the term swinging, right? And that's when, you know, couples go out and meet other couples and things happen, you know. All right, now, with the way, you know, it's so easy for these women to meet men now with all these dating apps and what have you, literally, they probably have just as many partners as a swinging couple that's been doing it for about 5 or 6 years by the time they're halfway through college. So, and I was reading in an article, like 40% of the swingers out there have some type of, you know, HIPAA crap going on. And it's only safe to assume that that's probably going on out there in the actual real world with people who say they're not swingers, but they're acting like they are. They just don't want to claim that title. So you got to be careful, gentlemen.
Yeah. If you happen to be out and about at a campground or something like that, and you happen to see an upside down pineapple hanging from a camper, and there's an older couple there, avoid that place at all costs. Avoid the upside down pineapple.
What the fuck is that?
That is the, for some reason, an upside down pineapple has been the symbol for swingers.
Really?
Don't ask me how. I don't know. I read it on the internet, and apparently it's true.
Okay. Symbols.
Yes. So avoid the upside down pineapple.
That's just terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. Oh man. But well, let's just see how risky it is to get the little bumpies. About 12% of people aged 14 to 49 in the U.S., around 18 million, have the bumpies. The risk of the bumpies can differ depending on their gender and sexual orientation. I wonder if this covers all the other, 476 genders or just the two.
I think it's just the two. The rest are counterfeit or imaginary. Yep. Unless they want to have imaginary venereal diseases for these genders. Other than that, it's absolute lunacy, in my opinion.
I would agree. But it says here, women are more likely to have a general herpes. This might be because it's easier for the virus to transmit from man to woman via peg D to slot C sexual activities.
The peg D to slot C maneuvers.
Yes. About 16% of women aged 14 to 49 have the bumpies. For men aged 14 to 49, the rate of the bumpies is about 8%.
Half.
The rate of the bumpies among men who have schmecks with other men is about 16 to 28%, depending on ethnicity. Yikes.
Does it go into ethnicity in there? It's just leave it.
It says rates are higher among non-white men, and studies say this is likely because of less access to health care and higher poverty rates.
And
I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure that all plays a portion, but if you have low vitamin D, you are susceptible to viral attacks. Plain and simple.
They're getting a different kind of vitamin D, though.
Yes, they are. Yeah, 6 to 8 inches at a time. Or more in some cases.
In some cases, more, yeah. Then rates of the bumpies transmission was lower among gay women, about 2 to 7%, than bisexual women, about 15 to 17%.
Wow.
Yikes. Oh, man. I don't know how much more of this, gentlemen. Yeah. Of course, undiagnosed bumpies are contagious and can be transmitted without symptoms. And about 88% of people aged 14 to 49 do not know they have debumpies. The virus is contagious about 10% of days for people without outbreaks. For those with outbreaks, it's contagious about 20% of days.
Yep.
Yikes. Protection versus no protection. Study found that condoms can reduce transmission by 96% from men to women and 65% from women to men. Same study that among heterosexual couples who do not use condoms, there's about 5 to 10% chance that a person with debumpies could transmit the disease to their partner within their first year together.
All right, so Remember I made the joke about the Ring of Fire? You know, it's right there in the stat. Like, a dude wears a condom, the woman is 96% pretty much safe. The dude, if she has it, even if the dude has the condom, he's going to get the Ring of Fire.
And it burns, burns, burns. The Ring of Fire.
It's more than just a Johnny Cash song, man. All right. Keep going.
And for this that, is a serious
subject. You got to laugh at it, though. You go crazy if you don't.
Experts advise that using condoms during schmecks, even when there are no herpes outbreaks, and not having sex during outbreaks can greatly reduce the risk of papping de bumpies onto a partner. Mm-hmm. Now, when to get tested? Well, when you start noticing weird growths on the peg D, that's probably a good time to go look. You know,
yeah,
take a check. Yeah. On average,
you're going to get yelled at.
Yeah.
How are you thinking?
On average, debumpies take about 2 to 12 days after schmectual contact for bumpy symptoms to appear. Should get tested for debumpies if you're experiencing symptoms like sores, flu-like symptoms, and foul-smelling discharge from the genitals.
That sounds so tasty. God.
Anyone want some Greek yogurt?
Stop it. That's just nasty, bro.
You're pregnant and have had a partner with debumpies. Pregnant people with debumpies do have a small risk of having debumpies, simplex virus, hepatitis. Yay. Which is inflammation of the liver.
Yep.
Pregnant people with debumpies can also pass the virus to their babies.
Yes, they can. In fact, before we had antibiotics, a large portion of children that were born blind is because they had syphilis in their eyes.
God, syphili.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad news bears, man.
Oh, man.
Of course, if you have multiple schmectual partners, I would rather see people just have one, but okay, you do you. You're a man who has schmecks with men since they are more susceptible to STIs. Again, you do you. No judgment here. Just don't hit on me or buy me a drink.
That's right. You want to bang on that chocolate starfish, be my guest. But you just have to realize there's a lot of dudes out there who are not on the goddamn menu.
Yep. You have schmecks with someone with HIV, increasing the chance of transmitting debumpies, since a weaker immune system can increase and worsen debumpies outbreaks. They really like putting that word in this article. They really want to hammer it home. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Every other word is debumpies. Yeah.
Debumpies.
Of course, I think the last part here, how to reduce the risk of transmitting the bumpies. Several ways to do it, including using a condom correctly, making sure it covers all infected areas during an outbreak, or just don't do it when you're having an outbreak.
Yeah.
That would be most wise. Avoiding schmecks during an outbreak or if an outbreak seems to be approaching, like if a partner has symptoms such as discharge or itching.
Yep.
And not sharing schmecks toys with without condoms or without washing them. That's why they're called dishwasher safe battery operated boyfriends for a reason.
Listen, this disgusts me. I hate covering shit like this, but it is necessary because dudes out there are permanently screwing up their lives because they're dick thinking. Now, if you're talking to a woman and she's really hot and she says, oh, by the way, you know, I have herpes, but I'm not having a breakout. All right. Now, the little head is going to be like, well, she said it's safe. I should be okay. Don't do it. Push away from the table. Don't do it. do not throw your dick on the crap table gambling if you're going to be okay or not. It is not worth it. The 15 to 30 seconds of old baby is not worth a lifetime of misery. Period.
No.
Oh, my God. Is that it? We covered all the articles?
That's all the articles. Thank God.
All right. Let me move this chair out of the way. And let's just cover this comedy lecture we're going to have here.
I think we need it after all of that.
Oh, all right. Stick with me, gentlemen. All right. I call this lecture the sneak stack. And with what's going on out there with Tinder and all the internet dating baloney, it is very easy for these women to continue to build the dick stacking test while they're in a relationship marriage with you. And there's a reason I call it a mirage. All right. A lot of these men get married in this quest to find love and happiness, and they're really in a barren desert, and they see the mirage of water and they walk to it and they spend their whole lives doing it and they find absolutely nothing except vada. All right. So, you know, the dick stacking after relationship begins. Basically, you wind up with additional unknown Eskimo brothers, and you may or may not be exposed to vada and not even know it. And that does happen. You guys are like, okay, Pop, what are the symptoms? What can I look out for if this stuff is going crazy? Now, I've covered this in a couple past videos. Back Burner Blues, a lot of the same stuff takes place in here. But that video is geared to guys that are probably going to get broken up with in a short amount of time. And I go through all this. This is, you're in the relationship and, you know, things are going crazy. Number one, they just straight up tell you. A lot of times if you're in a relationship and the woman says, hey, I think we need to open up the relationship because we need to spice things up. Well, guess what's going on? All right. She's probably already stepped out on you a couple times, maybe more, and she feels kind of guilty about it and wants to get like permission to do so and you know, basically take away her guilt. All right. Number two. Evidence on the phone. All right. Now, this phone is the equivalent of basically a 1990s computer, maybe even a little better. You can do everything you can do on this. You can on a laptop for the most part. The youth of today use this almost exclusively for everything, write papers, what have you. Why not use it to import cock? They got the Twitter. They got all the other craziness out there. And literally, there's an army of thirsty dudes out there. If she puts out the, the profiles, she's going to get responses. And that's just the way that's just the ugly truth. All right. Three, she likes to indulge in girls' night out. All right. And gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this right now. Do not fall for the guilt trip. You know, don't you trust me? I'm just going out with my girlfriends. We just want to have some fun. Yeah. Okay. My advice, if your woman wants to have a girl's night out, you say, well, I can't stop you, nor will I attempt to stop you. But when the girl's night is over, we're done. Because that's disrespectful. Especially if you're a hard-working dude, putting food on the table, keeping a roof over their head, paying all the bills, doing everything a man should do, you should get a little respect of your woman not going to girls' nights out. Now, if she wants to hang out at her friend's house for whatever, and you know, I got it, but the minute they go to the bars and they start drinking, oh my God, the chances of an alien cock-a-doodle-doo going off are very high. Next, four. She dresses like a 304 when she goes out. All right, now, don't get me wrong. There are women out there who dress up professionally or in very elegant ways. They look incredibly beautiful without ringing the 304 bell. If your woman is going out dressing like a 304, it's the equivalent of a for sale sign. I am shopping for a new dick. So if your woman's doing that on a regular basis, you might want to check that. All right. Five, their phone is always on silent and they guard that thing like Fort Knox. All right. Now, unfortunately, back when I was going through my situation, I was able to put, it's basically a program into the phone that all the text messages were sent to an email address and they didn't know anything was going on. And some of the shit that was going on that phone was reprehensible. In fact, it was unrecoverable. All right. Now, if it would have been just one person, maybe I could have went to counseling and got through it, but literally it was a forest of cocks getting run into that wood chipper. It was unrecoverable and it was all on the phone. And that was in 2008, seven, somewhere in there. So it's even better nowadays. All right. The sex shuts down. All right. Now, one of the main reasons you get into a relationship is, you know, hey, you get access to the poonanny on a regular basis. Now, it's only natural when people, you know, are been together for a long period of time, the frequency dies down to a certain extent. But, you know, if it just dries up completely, guess what? Chances are she's getting her orders filled elsewhere. And along with that comes with they stop kissing you. They don't like to cuddle with you. Nothing. All right. That is probably one of the bigger signs that something is going crazy. And the dick stacking test or the sneak stacking is climbing. All right. Seven, they get moody. Now, listen, if she wasn't moody before and all of a sudden she starts getting real moody and really irrational in the way she handles her business. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, women get moody from time to time. And yes, they do irrational things. It is what it is. But if you're with a woman long enough, you understand the frequency that happens at. When it starts to happen all the time or in greater numbers, you got a problem. Okay. Number eight, they are repelled by your touch. Like literally they act like you have cooties, like don't touch me, or they do this. All right. When that's happening, it's already over. She's already either scoped out the next one on the carousel and or she's actually visited the carousel and it's all over but the crying. Number nine, work schedule changes, you know, late nights, unaccounted for time. I had a friend who was sick. I have to go out of town because my friend's getting divorced. I have a big project at work. Or if they're in college, oh, we are working on this, paper, whatever, blah, blah, blah. All right. Listen, I've been around the block enough to know exactly what's going on. And I'm trying to educate you gentlemen out there so you can see this before you put your neck in the noose and literally ruin your life and maybe smoke yourself down the road, because once that happens, the world has a tendency of closing in on you. I don't want to see that. All right. Number 10, loses interest in spending time with you. It's very similar to, you know, the repelled by your touch. Typically, if you're in a relationship, women like to spend a lot of time with their dude for whatever reason. And that could be a very pleasant experience. But when all of a sudden that stops, that is a key indicator as well. All right. She has new, see the dyslexia? I'm supposed to be a W. It's an M. New male friends and coworkers show up. All right. Now, we all know what male friends are. They are basically your replacement or something that will be used to blackmail you or compare you to in the future. When new guys show around, when show up and hang out and they're like just friends, they're not just friends. Don't take it like that. Don't fall for the guilt. You know, don't you trust me? No, you don't. Not in today's day and age. There's no room for trust, especially when she can pick up the phone, call the cops, and you're in jail. All right? She can say the three magic words, I'm not happy, lose half your shit, your kids, your house, one of your cars, or the car you have, and you're turned into a homeless individual. There is no room to trust today. Don't do it. All right. Number 12, and this is a big one here. Friends and family stop talking to you. And mainly this happens because they know what's going on and they do not want to have the uncomfortable conversation with you to let you know. All right. Now, if you have friends that had knowledge of this and they didn't tell you, get rid of them. Quit talking to them. Cut them out of your life, even if it's your own family. All right. Because guess what? Trust in a family situation is very important. And one of the ways trust is shown by people being honest with you, even if that honesty is very, very hurtful and brutal. All right? That's a big one, especially if you're in a relationship and you have her friends become kind of your friends and your friends become kind of hers, you know? And all of a sudden, a large portion of those people don't return your calls, don't return your texts. They're always busy, what have you. There's something going on in the background, and you better look into it. All right, number 13. She'll come out and say, I just need to have some space. You're smothering me. What she's trying to say is she wants some space without you in it so she can shop for a new Kiaka. All right? A lot of times you get to, I need space, I have to think, I have to make some decisions, blah, blah, blah. Listen, gentlemen, when you hear those words, it's a done deal. And you just have to accept that fact. It's painful. It's going to hurt like hell. Got it. Been there. Got the t-shirt. Saw the concert. Fuck them. That's just the way life works. Number 14. You get the I'm not happy speech and you're constantly fighting. Now, women have a weird defense mechanism where they will pick fights with you, make you angry, and then use your anger as a justification to jump on the next pogo stick and leave you. It's very common. They literally gaslight themselves, rewrite history, whatever they have to do to soothe their conscience. Don't let it happen. Don't allow yourself to be gaslit. And please, gentlemen, if you have two or three of these things on the list, open your eyes because it could be a major problem. If you have four or five of these, definitely a problem. If you have more than five, it's already over. Literally, you're taking on water. You're trying to get to the lifeboat, save what you can. The relationship or the mirage is long since over. And all you can do at that point is save yourself, save your dignity, honor, and self-respect. Because at the end of your days, those are the three assets that are most important to a dude. Don't allow anyone to destroy those things. All right, Jimmy. I think we're good on that one.
I think all righty.
Do we got any super chats?
I think we got a few here. Yeah, all right. Let's see here. It's got a Shark Dentures with $2. He says this all hinges on the word admitted to cheating.
Yep.
Yep. Because a lot of them, no, I never cheated. Well, yep. She's got five different flavors of ranch dressing dripping from her. Got a Risky Crisky with the $1.99. Says, love you, Pop. Airborne, number 382.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Number 382.
Yep. Shark Dentures again here with $2. Super Gunnery. Yeah, no.
You don't want that.
No.
Trust me, you don't want any of that.
And I do have this queued up. We'll watch this in the after party. So join us in the after party, gentlemen. I will be sharing the link to jump in. I will say this. It does fill up rather quickly, and we can only have 12 on at once. So that's 10 plus me and Pop. So it fills up quick. So if we'll try to get you guys in there as soon as we can. But Count Chad the Impaler with $5. He says, best VD song on YouTube. Cheech Marin's Hey Gonorrhea to the tune of Hey Macarena.
Oh my God, that's brutal.
That's going to be comedy gold. And then last one here on YouTube, Sean St. George with the $1.99. He says, Pineapple Express to the Herpagana Syphilades.
Yep. Herpagana Syphilades.
See, all righty, over here on Rumble, I got Digital Dew with $3. He says, hi, gents. Work on July 3rd with a pyro company for 4th of July. With what a blast, literally. Never any accidents, but it gets loud and usually get to take home the duds that don't explode and repack for fun. And he sent in some videos.
All right.
Oh, let me cue those up here real quick. All righty. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Yeah. Entire screen, system audio. Boom. There we go.
Uh-oh. No, play that again.
I got to hear that sound one more time.
Oh, God.
That's just me,
no!
Man.
No, my God, that's great. Was that her mother? That's a great prank. That's awesome.
It's got to be a friend or sister, I'm assuming, but I don't think a mom would do that to her daughter because that's pretty
fun. Well, why not? That's good, clean fun. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I think we have different meanings of or definitions of clean on that one, Pop. That's funny. All right, let's see here.
Do we have another one?
Yep, we got three more to get through here. Got a couple more. Her doing it because you asked her versus her doing it because she really wants to.
Big difference there. 100%.
Big difference. Let's see here. Video number three here. Oh, no. I think I've seen this one. Oh, man. Here we go.
Uh-oh. Oh,
my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man? Get your ass on, man. Bye.
Twin sisters with two completely different aesthetics. One says daddy, the other says father.
I don't know, man. I hope she's not really a nun because that's a waste of good poon.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. But, you know, the one on the right, yeah,
I'd give her a 4.
That's a lot of drama, man.
Drama.
I can't deal with it now.
Expensive and irritating. Let's see. Oh, we got some nice butts in this one. This one's pretty good. Still YouTube appropriate though, so we should be good to go.
Oh, yeah.
He's learning young. I like it.
How to teach me young.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's all good. It's all good.
Let's see. All right. Let me jump. That was it for the chat or the videos there. That's great. Let's see. Fan I am with a dollar. He says, what actually is the Hipple HIV?
That's herpes and HIV. The Hipple HIV, yeah. Because they actually, one assists the other in infecting. If you get them both, it's bad.
This is bad. This is bad, right?
Like if you get the herp and you have a breakout and then some dude, you know, piles on top and then makes a delivery to the warehouse and he's, you know, pisses hot for the HIV. Well, guess what? That's almost a direct link into your bloodstream. Guess what? You just got Hipple HIV.
Fun times. Not. Ugh.
And listen, that's exactly how it was explained to me when I talked to the VD counselor for Riggs.
Riggs!
Yeah, that motherfucker was always getting hit in VD. And unfortunately, he was in my squad. And I had to, like, deal with all that craziness. He's probably dead by now. Got to be.
He's got to be. From all the stories you've told, he's got to be dead.
He's got to be dead.
That poor bastard. See, let me just double check. Looks like that was all from YouTube.
All right.
And let's see. Looks like it from Rumble. Let me just double check, make sure. Yep. Looks like we got one over here on MGTOW.TV. Groovy again, 73 with $25. He says, I had 13 of the 14 with my ex. You might remember, y'all read my story. She hit me with the car.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's bad, listen, man.
These Gen X guys, Gen Z, they literally are like food items for these women. Like, these guys are completely oblivious to what's going on, and they're getting their lives trashed. I'm sick of it. I'm trying to help these guys.
Yeah. And 527 still here, so we got a lot of work to do. So pay attention, gentlemen, and listen to Pop. Oh, God. I'm going to need to take another shower after this one because I just feel dirty.
You feel dirty?
I feel dirty, man. Jeez. Yeah.
I understand completely.
Ugh. All right. Let me do one last check here. Just checked email in case anything else jumped in. Doesn't look like no other donation. So I think we're good. Here. I think we're good. So, all right. Like I said, gentlemen, we will be doing an after party for 20, 30 minutes or so. Hang out, bullshit, shoot the shit. So I will start putting that in the chat here momentarily. Pop, any final thoughts?
All right, gentlemen. Nobody gives a shit about you. Nobody's going to ride to your rescue. You have to be able to care for yourself and take care of yourself. Yourself. All right. That's just a given. I have basically gone to great lengths to put this information in front of you. A lot of times I do it in a comedic way because I want it to sink in. Because I'm tired of burying you sons of bitches needlessly. You just have to have some situational awareness. Don't let the one-eyed wonder worm guide you into the meat grinder. Live for yourself. Improve yourself. Stack the money. Have a great life. It's there for the taking. Truly it is. All right.
Absolutely. So, all righty, gents. The link to the jump in backstage is coming up, and we got guys coming in here. We got six backstage so far, so if you guys want to jump in, shoot the shit for a little bit or so, we'll see you then.
All right, take it easy.